today at Match.com. That's Match.com.
Next Weatherbug Weather Center. Showers are likely tonight. Humidity mostly cloudy with a low of 51. We'll have showers into the morning on Friday. Through the day, humidity mostly cloudy with a high of 65. It'll be clear Friday night with a low of 47. We'll have sunshine Sunday with a high of 67. We'll have a sunny Sunday with a high of 69. I'm Rod Tanner from the KFNX Weatherbug Weather Center.
Currently in downtown Phoenix, it's 57 degrees.
Next news in 30 minutes or when it breaks. Here on Independent Talk, 1100 KFNX. If you missed the Dana Show, you missed this.
You're not going to lie to people about the jobs that they didn't have. You're not going to lie to people about how much you're paying in taxes. You can try, but you're going to be unbelievably unsuccessful. I mean, we could sit here and I could have this conversation all day if people want. But the bottom line is that it was an absolute myth. There was any at all whatsoever Obama recovery.
Dana Lash, afternoons at 12 p.m. Independent Talk. 1100 KFNX.
Occasionally stressed and fatigued? Support energy and stress response with Quantum Nutrition Lab's Stress Support, B12, and Adrenal Support. Buy two, get the third one free. Call 888-588-7578 or visit us online at qnlabs.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Bob Marshall, PhD, host of Healthline. Tune in and hear the latest breakthrough information for you and your family.
Healthline with Dr. Bob Marshall, Saturday at 9 a.m. here on KFNX.
The information and opinions you hear on this radio show are those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of KFNX, its affiliates, management, or advertisers.
Do you believe that America has become too politically correct? Von Wiehunt speaks truth to power. Do you see the coming of our political and economic demise? Von Wiehunt speaks bluntly about the need to correct America's course quickly. And now, broadcasting from the Eagle's Nest, a man who makes no excuses for putting America first. Here's your host, Von Wiehunt the Barbarian.
Achtung, America. This is your Panzer Group leader, Von Wiehunt. The Barbarian. We are always a world at war. Each week, I broadcast from the underground Phoenix bunker in Wolf's Lair as my powerful message goes far and wide into America, its neighborhoods, and beyond. It's a dark and stormy night across much of the nation tonight. There are many traitors in America's midst. The KFNX studios were stormed by forces disloyal to President Trump tonight, trying to take our very powerful message off the air.
Mr. Goebbels,
what can I do for you, Major?
My battalion has an order to blockade the government quarter and place you under arrest.
Are you a dedicated National Socialist, Major?
Yes, sir. Major, am I? Hello?
Do you recognize my voice?
Yes, my friend.
Then listen to me very carefully. I want these traitors taken alive.
Yes, my Führer.
You heard what he said. The Führer wants the traitors taken alive.
Yes, sir.
And those of you who call into the show each week are immortal, as your voices on these radio waves, along with mine, are beamed out millions of miles into space itself. We do not know if other worlds have heard us or are listening in, but many scientists tell us that these radio waves beamed into space are never extinguished, that our message bounces off planets in galaxies for in perpetuity for 1,000 years. Now, the lead story of my open is, of course, tonight, the death of the 41st President of the United States, George H.W. Bush, a Skull and Bones member and a World War II naval aviator and hero. The 41st President flew 58 combat missions in World War II. He was shot down over the Pacific and almost died before being rescued by a submarine. George W. Bush, H.W., is the last World War II president America will ever have, ever. But let's not forget that Bush's son, Jeb Bush, hated Trump with a passion, as well as the Bush family. And like his father, they even admitted in the 2016 presidential election the entire family voted for Hillary Rotten Clinton. Let us never forget that. For George Herbert Walker Bush talked much about the New World Order.
Out of these troubled times, our fifth objective, a new world order, can emerge. A new era, freer from the threat of terror, stronger in the pursuit of justice, and more secure in the quest for peace. An era in which the nations of the world, east and west, north and south, can prosper and live in harmony. 100 generations have searched for this elusive path to peace, while 1,000 wars raged across the span of human endeavor. And today that new world is struggling to be born. A world quite different from the one we've known. A world where the rule of law supplants the rule of the jungle. A world in which nations recognize the shared responsibility for freedom and justice. A world where the strong respect the rights of the weak. We have before us the opportunity to forge for ourselves and for future generations a new world order. A world where the rule of law, not the law of the jungle, governs the conduct of nations. When we are successful, and we will be, we have a real chance at this new world order, an order in which a credible United Nations can use its peacekeeping role to fulfill the promise and vision of the UN's founders. What is at stake is more than one small country. It is a big idea, a new world order, where diverse nations are drawn together in common cause to achieve the universal aspirations of mankind, peace and security, freedom, and the rule of law. Such is a world worthy of our struggle and worthy of our children's future. Now we can see a new world coming into view. A world in which there is the very real prospect of a new world order.
Now, those were in George H.W. Bush's own words. He's called the gentleman. We do not want a gentleman or somebody super nice when when the entire country voted for Donald Trump in 2016. No altar boy was picked. No choir boy. In my view, there are two George H.W. Bush presidents, the World War II hero, and in his later years, his comments turned rogue about a new world order. Each president is a man of his own era. We have Trump today largely because of George H.W. Bush and the presidents that came after him. The media now loves George H.W. Bush. And when he was president, they hated and loathed him. Couldn't stand the man. President Bush, the 41st president, might have been a nice man, but he was a globalist. Know that for what it is. So tonight, we will keep the party going. We are the American Nationalist Party. We will take no prisoners.
Forward, rock this boat. Party going for days and days.
Conversation and analysis of breaking news, geopolitical events, politics, history, and some fun, too. Von Wiehunt is an astute observer of the human condition. Von Wiehunt will cut through the political correctness and speak bluntly about the social, political, and economic demise taking place in America and around the world. Von Wiehunt is a nationalist who, without shame, puts America first. Von Wiehunt, the Barbarian.
Thursdays at 9 p.m.
Scottsdale Musical Theater Company presents the musical adaptation of the holiday classic, A Christmas Carol, live on stage December 6th through the 23rd at Tempe Center for the Arts, starring TV's Charles Shaughnessy as Ebenezer Scrooge. This spectacular musical is filled with lively songs and dances and will leave you and yours wrapped in the joy of the holiday season. Tickets are on sale at ScottsdaleMusicalTheater.com or call 602-909-4215.
Listen in every Wednesday afternoon from 4 to 5 p.m. to Your Financial Hour, hosted by Andy Palladino. For tips and ideas on financial and retirement planning, Your Financial Hour, Wednesdays 4 to 5 p.m. right here on Independent Talk 1100 KFNX.
Do you have a business and want to reach people? Hi, I'm Carol Blonder, and you've heard me host my radio show, Networking Arizona, for over 10 years, and I've helped thousands of people do just that. Book a spot on my show to get the word out about what you do. Call me at 602-228-4629 or visit my website, networkingarizona.net. Networking Arizona, heard every Tuesday and Friday, 3 to 5 p.m. Networking, it makes a difference.
Are you or someone you know in search of high-quality senior services? Then don't delay. Contact Glencroft Senior Living today at 623-939-9475. Glencroft Senior Living can assist you or your loved one with independent or assisted living options, HUD housing, as well as skilled nursing and rehab options. Don't wait. Call Glencroft Senior Living today at 623-939-9475 or find more info online at glencroft.com. That's GLENCROFT.com.
Coming up this week on Intelligence for Your Health, when you're out to eat, ask about the soup of the day. An important study in the journal Appetite shows it could be the key to weight loss. Plus, our guest is job burnout expert Dr. Sean C. Jones, author of the new book Finding Heart in Art. He'll break down the top factors causing more burnout these days, as well as the best ways to treat it on Intelligence for Your Health. Sunday nights at 9 on Independent Talk, 1100 KFNX.
And now, we return to the Von Wehhunt Show, featuring Von Wehhunt, the Barbarian.
This is the Radio Imperium of Absolute Power. Now, back in Roman times, Legio the 11th was in charge of the southern border of America, in my fantasy. He's reporting for duty to lock that border down. Sol Invictus was the official sun god of the later Roman Empire and a patron saint of all soldiers. On December 25th, AD 274, on Christmas Day, the Roman Emperor Aurelian made it an official cult alongside the traditional Roman ceremonies and other religions. Our proud sponsor, the Arizona Gold Exchange. Get down there for some great holiday gifts. 2535 East Bell Road, 602-493-7777. Because at that place, Arizona Gold Exchange, family run, I guarantee you, you will have lots of fun. Now, there was a really good quote that came out a while back that said, if the American people knew the damage we had done to their country, the world would hang us all from the nearest lamppost. Guess who said that? The Bushes and the Clintons, they're on the same team, America. Told you for many, many years now that the Democrats and the Republicrats are the same snake joined at the neck. No matter who wins, America seems to lose. Good riddance to them all. Take your mentally challenged offspring with you. I wondered why the Democrats did not take a knee at the Bush funeral like at an NFL football game. All the American soldiers who fought hard and lost their lives in Iraq, only for Hussein Obama to hand the whole country over to ISIS just a few years after George H.W. Bush and his son left office. We all watched the funeral on national television. But when Nixon, Reagan, and President Ford died, the deep state did not shut down the post office or give them huge honors. But then again, they also did not proclaim the New World Order or sign Agenda 21. There's a lot of people in many circles who claim that George H.W. Bush might have been, allegedly, involved in the JFK assassination, as well as the Ronald Reagan attempted assassination in 1980. You can Google that and research it yourself. Like I said before in the open, in my view, there's two George H.W. Bush presidents. There's the World War II hero and gentleman. But his later years, I think he became part of the Kissinger wing of the Republican Party. He definitely changed. Donald Trump, in my view, is far more in the vein of the founding fathers of America than George H.W. Bush. The men that started America were rough and tumble guys, dangerous men. They were rough around the edges. They were not, I repeat, not always gentlemen, especially to their enemies, the Brits. They were not kinder and gentler men who went quietly into the night. They were not always nice. They were not always kind, as the liberal media now describes George H.W. Bush. The founding fathers, many of them were bastards, and rightfully so. They went to war with Great Britain, the world power of its time. For God's sakes, they weren't some little pipsqueak guys trying to be altar boys, trying to appease everybody. Because they knew back then, you could not be all things to all people. They set their course. They charted it. And now we have a nation, supposedly. But like they told us back then, this country will not last forever if you don't embrace freedom and liberty and the ideals for which they fought. They also weren't big on foreign wars like in Iraq or Kuwait. They warned America against all these liaisons and secret societies and foreign wars. They did not want to spill our blood on these in these foreign countries, time and time again. The founding fathers, in my view, would embrace Donald Trump more than they would George H.W. Bush. Though a nice man, though probably a very good man, good to his family. Wonderful. But as a president, I was there and I voted for him. It's part of the Reagan legacy. He did some good things, but I think his comments and what he embraced later in his life were very controversial, and you don't have to look very hard to find it. Now, I've heard a lot of talk radio hosts. Many of them are rhino talk radio hosts. They mean well, but they're misguided. And a lot of them are taking the road of just him being a World War II vet. They are taking the establishment talking points, and they're bringing up nothing else, God forbid, because they want to be invited to all his cocktail parties. They want to be invited to all the fun stuff. They want to be thought of as, you know, a nice talk radio show host. They want to have a nice show, a kinder and gentler talk radio show. You know what I mean? You've heard them. Not at this station, but across the dial. Some here locally and many national talk show hosts afraid to talk about the elephant in the room. Because you can say what you want. You can think what you want. But New World Order only has one definition. So, and George H.W. Bush talked a lot about that, tremendously. So you all know that we are a world at war. Never, ever, Forget that. Now, I will say this, that our government right now is more like a kleptocracy. Now, a kleptocracy is a government with corrupt leaders that use their power to exploit the people and natural resources of their own territory and country in order to extend their personal wealth and political powers. Typically, this system involves embezzlement of funds at the expense of the wider population. That's you. We shall return the Von Wien Show. More to come. Many callers on hold. Please hang on. I shall return.
Arizona's only independent voice. Independent Talk 1100 KFNX. The true voice of Arizona. Independent Talk 1100 KFNX.
President Trump is set to name a new UN ambassador with very little political or policymaking experience. Linda Kenyon explains.
Heather Nauert is the State Department spokeswoman and acting undersecretary for public diplomacy and public affairs. She's also a former Fox News Channel correspondent and anchor. If confirmed by the U.S. Senate, she would replace outgoing U.N. Ambassador Nikki Haley, who announced her resignation in October, but said she would not leave until the end of this year.
U.S. officials say the arrest of a Chinese executive in Canada was a necessary step in curbing China's attempts to evade U.S. sanctions on Iran. Correspondent Abby Phillip reports there may be an ulterior motive for that arrest.
The administration is saying that they plan to extradite this Huawei executive to the United States, and some in the administration believe that this arrest can be used as leverage in negotiations on trade with China.
A dizzying day on Wall Street. The Dow was down nearly 800 points, but recovered, ending at 79. NASDAQ ended up 29. I'm Elliot Francis.
From the KFNX Weatherbug Weather Center, showers are likely tonight. Humidity mostly cloudy with a low of 51. We'll have showers into the morning on Friday. Through the day, humidity mostly cloudy with a high of 65. It'll be clear Friday night with a low of 47. We'll have sunshine Sunday with a high of 67. We'll have a sunny Sunday with a high of 69. I'm Rod Tanner from the KFNX Weatherbug Weather Center.
Currently in downtown Phoenix, it's 57 degrees.
Next news in 30 minutes or when it breaks, here on Independent Talk, 1100 KFNX.
The Von Wehunt Show. Conversation and analysis of breaking news, geopolitical events, politics, history, and some fun, too. Von Wehunt is an astute observer of the human condition. Von Wehunt will cut through the political correctness and speak bluntly about the social, political, and economic demise taking place in America and around the world. Von Wehunt is a nationalist who, without shame, puts America first. Von Wehunt, the Barbarian.
Thursdays at 9 p.m.
What is hope? Hope to me was just that he would get to come home. I had no idea how hard it would be once he got back.
I wish she'd stop drinking so much. She thinks it's helping, but it's not.
I act like I don't care if he comes to my games, but I hope he does.
I hoped he'd get help. He told me to stop asking. I didn't. Then one day he asked for a ride.
Hope is knowing there are other families just like yours, that the veterans they love got help and recovered. Go to maketheconnection.net and turn hope into action.
Listen to Healthy House Call, Arizona's most popular live wellness talk radio show, featuring functional and integrated medicine, right here on Independent Talk, KFNX 1100 AM. Sponsored by Healthy Habit Health Foods. Come visit the real deal.
Hi, honey, where are you?
I'm
at the auto repair shop. My car broke down. I have good news and I have bad news.
What's the bad news?
I'll be home late. The good news is this expensive front-end repair is only going to cost us a $100 deductible because we purchased that auto warranty from NationalVehicleServiceContract.com. This would have cost us over $1,400.
I told you it was smart to purchase extended warranties for our cars. Remember last month my alternator failed and only cost $100 when it would have cost us $400?
Yes, and we still have 2 years of coverage left over on the policy. I'm sure we'll have more mechanical breakdowns over the next 2 years.
Oh, I know.
Since the warranty pays for the repair direct to the shop, I have some extra cash. Do you want to go out to dinner?
Absolutely.
Don't get stuck with expensive auto repairs. Get an extended warranty for your used vehicle today. Call 623-935-7988. That's 623-935-7988.
Who are you? Where are you going? What are you becoming? The Spiritual Renaissance Broadcast deals with major issues of this life and focuses on a clearer understanding of Jesus' teachings and the untold potentials within mankind. Vern Grimsley uses parables, short stories, and historical references to bring to life the dynamic spiritual message of Jesus of Nazareth and the incredible potential within each of us that can be activated by faith in God and service to others. Sundays at 8:15 a.m.
Learn to trade like a professional. Get on the right side of the trade every Monday at 3 p.m., Wednesdays at 11 a.m., Thursdays at 4 p.m., and Sundays at 6 a.m. The Right Side of the Trade is sponsored by Online Trading Academy, the most trusted name in professional trader education since 1997.
Now in breaking news tonight, the CNN offices in New York City have been evacuated due to a bomb threat. This is the Von Wiehunt Prediction Tonight, the infamous episode 144 of our legendary show with a start date of 12-6-2018. And this is the George H.W. Bush funeral show special tonight. Now, our command bunker has advised me we have Kyle Hester from the new movie Preacher 6 coming out soon all across America. Dave, are you there tonight?
Hey, how you doing, man?
Hey, I'm
doing
great.
Thank you so much for having me on.
I thought you'd like that intro from Kiss.
I love it.
Strutter, as we strut our stuff all across America. Now, tell us a bit about your independent film and what it's all about.
Preacher 6, it's basically a small-town preacher comes to the big city and ends up killing demons in a physical sense. It's kind of like Quentin Tarantino, a little bit of a, you know, some action and lots of there will be blood. So it's a good time.
Awesome. Now, when is your movie coming out? Is it like this summer? Is it still being filmed? What's going on?
Well, that all depends upon how long post-production takes. So we're hoping to definitely have it out by the summer. So right now we're still in the middle of raising funds for post-production while we're doing the editing and stuff like that. So we've kind of been raising money as we've been doing the thing. So this is like a grassroots independent film, and it's what you do what you got to do.
That's right. Now, do you have a website or a GoFundMe page operational?
Yeah, definitely. You can find it on GoFundMe if you just look up Preacher 6, just spell it out, Preacher 6, and we got, a couple of campaigns up on GoFundMe, and you can also see on the Twitter page, it's at Preacher 6, all spelled out as well. You can find us there.
Nice. Now, you're the star of the movie, right?
I am one of them. It's an ensemble cast, so we got a lot of great actors. But yeah, I do play the role of a father, Josh, who is Preacher Six. So,
cool, man. So cool. Now, how did you get involved in this film project?
Well, actually, I had been involved in another. I've been an actor forever, and I had been involved in another project that kind of went away unexpectedly, and I had just produced this other a horror film called The Chair. And so I just come out of that, and then I just got another project kind of taken away from me. And I was like, well, you know what? I'm tired of putting energy into other people's things. So I talked to my wife and I said, you know, let's do something for ourselves. So that was the impetus for Preacher Six. And we just said, all right, let's do this.
God, so cool. Where was the film, filmed at? Was it here in Arizona or California or somewhere else?
Well, we went to the director, Grady Earls. He lives in Arkansas. So the first summer we shot summer before last. So this past summer that just passed was the second portion of filming. So summer before last, we went to Arkansas and shot there, and then we shot the rest of it here in Los Angeles.
Cool. Now, what part of Arkansas did you film at?
It's like 45 minutes outside of Little Rock.
Okay. All right.
Yeah. Yeah. So, it was kind of like we were in the middle of nowhere, like in the forest. And then,
yes,
where they have the hot springs. We went to hot springs and shot there in hot springs as well. Like
okay.
In downtown.
I have driven through Arkansas many times and, it's a great film location. You got mountains and trees and yeah, lots of interesting people who live there, a lot of characters. You've got Little Rock, you've got Fayetteville north of there, you've got Fort Smith, lots of places.
Oh yeah, yeah. Well, like, man, I tell you what, I was born in New Orleans and I grew up in Houston, so it's like I've been surrounded by many, many different types of people, and it's just like America's a beautiful thing.
It is, and Billy Bob Thornton is from Arkansas.
That's right.
Yes.
I love that guy.
Now, where do you live now?
I'm in Los Angeles right now.
Okay.
I've been here for a few years.
You're in the belly of the beast. I love it.
Yeah.
I've been there many times. I love California. Now, what's your take on living out there in L.A.?
You know what? It's all right. I mean, people like, basically, it's everybody comes here to do to follow their dream, whatever it is,
right.
You know, so it's not like nobody's from here. Everybody you know, comes from somewhere else to do like, you know, big professions where you've had like, you know, lots of corporate, you know, type stuff. And like, this is where the film industry started. So the illusion that you have to come here is maybe not so true anymore for if you want to be a filmmaker, because like, you know, with all the platforms that you can, it's like if you have cameras and know people who know how to make movies, you can do it anywhere now.
Right.
But this is definitely a place where people come to kind of like make those connections.
So awesome. And we love good film and movies in our show. And do you have a lot of work lined up after this movie?
Well, after Preacher Six, we're going to roll right into another indie that we're going to be self producing again. It's a 70s Western called The Coop. So it's got and it takes place in 1971, so my hair's already pretty long, so just gonna keep on going until we shoot it.
You got to get me in one of those movies, Dave, as a cameo appearance. I'll be the radio guy in the back corner there,
right?
Talking
on, we'll
on my mic. We will absolutely.
Yeah, we can make that happen.
That'd be so sweet, man. Yeah, my aunt lived in Long Beach, my uncle was in Tustin for many years. I grew up out there and Sacramento and Anaheim, so I know California.
Oh, cool.
Well, and I vacation every year in Carlsbad. It's a beautiful state.
Carlsbad is beautiful.
It is.
Yeah, I can understand that.
It's, you know what? It's that little sweet spot north of San Diego. No one ever thinks about it. I go there. It's quiet over Labor Day. It's beautiful. It's cool. Ocean breezes. You know, I love it. So when is your film go in the can, so to speak, and be at theaters?
That's the question, man.
Okay.
I, It'll probably premiere like in a theater. Like we'll have some showings in a theater here, but it's generally going to be released on DVD, and it'll be on Amazon and iTunes and those kinds of platforms. It costs so much money to get a film in theaters. So it's like, if you don't have a big distributor behind you with like millions of dollars, which I do not, or I wouldn't be selling t-shirts to make a movie happen.
Right.
You know? So it'll be on all the platforms.
So awesome.
Like a grassroots, bro.
How much money do you need to get the film project completed?
Well, in order to get like the post-production, we need like 10 grand. So we're trying to raise like $10,000 so that we can finish the edit and all the other kind of stuff you got to do, the sound and composing and color correction, all that stuff that I don't know how to do. If I could do it, I could do, I don't really need anything. I'll just do it. But I don't know how to do any of it. So it's like, we have to actually pay people to do these things.
Right.
So,
tonight, if you're out there, cut a check to Preacher 6. We have a lot of wealthy people here in the Valley. We're
right
a coast to coast show.
Tell you what, we do have the contracts for actual private investment. So it's not like you would be getting $10,000 worth of t-shirts that we could work it out.
Dave, how can they reach you?
You can reach me. I'm actually on Twitter. I'm there all the time. So that's at Kyle D. Hester. You can reach me there. I'm on Facebook as well. I don't block anybody, so you can reach me on Facebook. But Twitter is probably the best road to go, either Preacher 6 or myself at Kyle D. Hester.
Kyle, call the show back at any time. Love to have you, man. Folks, that's Preacher 6. Help them out. Cut a check. And we'd love to hear more about the movie and your next film project here coming up anytime, Dave. Thank you so much, sir.
Thank you, brother. I'll talk to you soon, man.
You bet.
I appreciate you.
Thank you, sir. Have a great night out there in L.A. That's Dave Hester, actor of Preacher 6. Folks, I shall return. More news in the next segment. Don't you go anywhere. Don't you dare touch that dial.
The Von Wehunt Show. Conversation and analysis of breaking news, geopolitical events, politics, history, and some fun, too. Von Wehunt is an astute observer of the human condition. Von Wehunt will cut through the political correctness and speak bluntly about the social, political, and economic demise taking place in America and around the world. Von Wehunt is a nationalist who, without shame, puts America first. Von Wehunt, the Barbarian.
Thursdays at 9 p.m.
Tweens have mastered the art of tuning out. Jen, there's a spider in the car. We're turning your room into a home gym. See? Nothing. But some messages need to get through, like making sure they're buckled up the whole ride, every time. Do whatever it takes to make your child listen. Jen, I friended your boyfriend.
Wait, what?
Buckle up, sweetie.
Never give up until they buckle up. Learn more at safercar.gov/kidsbuckleup. A message from the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Would you like to expand your business? I'm Francis Battaglia, president of Independent Talk 1100 KFNX. KFNX is one of the most cost-effective and powerful ways to get your message out, reach potential customers, and grow your business. Advertise for only $10 per 30-second spot on top shows like Laura Ingraham and Michael Savage. Call me at 602-277-1100, extension 1463. 602-277-1100, extension 1463.
The Del Walmsley Show.
We've got to take that 401k apart mentally to get to the point where it's actually going to make some difference. And if we don't do that, then we're not going to be able to solve the problem, because the problem isn't going to be solved simply by doing more of what doesn't work.
The Del Walmsley Show, weekdays at 2 p.m.
You probably don't think about your adrenal glands often, but they play an incredibly important role in your health nonetheless. Most people need adrenal support, as our adrenals are constantly challenged through many factors, primarily stress, poor diet, caffeine consumption, and lack of exercise. The adrenal glands are responsible for regulating stress response in the body by producing the hormones associated with metabolism, balance, energy levels, memory, circulation, sex drive, and immunity. Adrenal Health by Emerald Laboratories is a raw, whole food-based formula with prebiotics, enzymes, and probiotics. Therapeutic dosages of a synergistic blend of the
activated forms of B vitamins and botanical extracts that have been helpful to improve energy levels, promote mental clarity, inhibit fatigue. To learn more about adrenal health by Emerald Laboratories, visit www.shopnaturalproducts.com. That's shopnaturalproducts.com. Save 25% off adrenal health today. Adrenal health can also be found at finer health food stores nationwide.
Coming up this weekend on the John Tesh Radio Show, I'll tell you the one type of workout that a University of New England study says will boost our emotional health by up to 26%. Join me, John Tesh, Saturday nights at 10 on Independent Talk 1100 KFNX.
And now, we return to the Von Weehunt Show, featuring Von Weehunt, the Barbarian.
We thank you for being here tonight on the Von Weehunt Show. If you just tuned in, just know that the CNN offices in New York have been evacuated due to a bomb threat. That's no fake news from CNN. And just know that Anderson Cooper is an admitted CIA agent. She has announced that over the air before. Pretty interesting. Let's get Paul the Gladiator on the show. Let's patch him through. He's suited up and booted up. Paul, are you there?
Good evening.
Good evening, sir.
How are you doing?
I am doing fantastic. On fire, in fuego, as normal.
That's right, in fuego. shout out for Preacher Six. For anybody that wants to fund the finishing of the film, keep in mind when they do have a contract for that, you do get an executive producer title for funding movies, I know, because...
Yes.
Actually co-produced a movie in the past. So help them out. Get it funded.
That's right.
Get it out in the theater, you know?
That's right. And also fund our great sponsor, the Arizona Gold Exchange. And for Christmas, don't forget, I am the author of The Bachelor's Guide to the Galaxy. What a great stocking stuffer the book will be. Your thoughts,
Paul? That's right. Yeah, what most all parents should do is go online, get The Bachelor's Guide to the Galaxy, go down to Arizona Gold Exchange, buy some gold, put it with the book in a box, and give it to every son that you have.
They need it.
They need it.
Especially in this economy with all these man-hating HR wenches in corporate America out to get you. Because sometimes, folks, being paranoid, there's nothing wrong with that. Sometimes they really are out to get you. Could be a true emotion.
That's
and
right.
What are your quick thoughts on the passing of our 41st president?
Well, you know, I remember a statement Dana Carvey said about George H.W. Bush. He said, you know, in order to do impersonation of him, you have to act like you are Mr. Rogers trying to be John Wayne.
And very true.
But, you know, I go back to Read My Lips, No New Taxes. But underneath his presidency, he had the Senate Majority Leader, Bob Dole, and the Speaker of the House, Newt Gingrich, and he still made a deal with the Democrats and raised everybody's taxes, and he didn't have to.
Right.
And he signed NAFTA, the original documentation of NAFTA that later got signed by Bill Clinton, which was horrible negotiation.
Yes.
So, yeah, I mean, nice guy. You know, tier one family, you know, obviously in America, but he was like a precursor to the John Cain. Yeah, I'm a Republican, but I think globalist in my mind. And
right.
I mean, I don't know if anybody ever used the New World Order more in speeches than George H.W. Bush.
That's right.
I don't remember even the Democrats doing it. And if you see now at any gathering, you'll see the Obamas with the Bushes, and Michelle Obama is very tight and close friends with George W. Bush.
That's right.
They should be arch enemies ideologically, But it goes to show what you said is true. They are Democrats and Republicans, and we do. We need a nationalist party led by Donald Trump, and we need a third party in this country that takes our country first, puts it first, puts the wall up. Don't let people steal our country away by walking over the border. And let's fix all these stupid trade deals like Donald Trump's fixing.
Right.
And, you know, all of a sudden I saw Nancy Pelosi on TV today. She's already listed, even though she's not the new Speaker of the House, she's actually listed as the new minority leader.
God, I know.
Yeah, because the old minority leader said, hey, you step in right now for a month, and then you take the Speaker of the House. I mean, we're going to have the same old people back in.
That's right.
Battling the same old battles and wars. And,
I know. Paul, thank you, sir. Let's get some more calls in before the show ends here. Paul, thank you so much.
You're welcome.
You are right that George Bush is the grandfather of the New World Order. Let's get Brett on, the surfer, and then the Irish pirate. Brett, are you there?
Yvonne, how are you?
You're great surfing off the coast of Houston, plotting against the Bush
dynasty. I'm down windsurfing in Chile, man.
Oh, nice, man.
You know, yeah, Preacher 6, I'll have to check that out.
Yeah, but, good movie.
It sounds very interesting. You know, it is kind of a lot like McCain with the passing of George H.W. Bush, you know, this week. You know, it's a little, you know, the one thing that kind of bothered me, I thought I'd just bring it up, is that the New World Order, and there was a quote where he said, and we will be successful.
That's right.
You know,
I played it tonight.
And I mean, I've heard it a lot, and I did hear it tonight, and it's just it's scary.
They're hell-bent on getting that thing over. If you listen to his words carefully, those people in those elite circles in the Illuminati, they have to, via karma in their program, they have to tell you up front what's going to happen before it happens. It's called predictive programming. That's why you see Hollywood movies will come out, so then they can always say, we told you, it's not our fault if you did not pick up the clues, or if you weren't listening, or if you weren't paying attention, you know. They have to show you.
And I mean, just a quick example would be the movie Fight Club. If you remember, that came out in 99, and at the end of the movie Fight Club, the main character, you know, at the very end with his girlfriend, and he's about to die, and I guess he dies. But Twin Towers go down
right
behind him.
That's right.
And that is 99. And it's really trippy, man.
And episodes of The Simpsons have had some strange things. And folks, the stuff is out there. You can do your own research. But Brett, thanks so much. Call back next week, sir.
Appreciate you. Great show, man.
Thank you, sir. Let's get the Irish pirate on to close out the show.
Yeah.
Irish, are you there?
The Irish pirate is here, General Von Weehunt.
Nice. What are your thoughts tonight?
The subject is about George Bush, a good man sometimes, a family man sometimes, and obviously not much interested in the American people and their quest for freedom.
Right.
So I thought I would make this comparison. I was researching a band this week that I thought might be good for me. As it turns out, they're not. They do sound good from time to time, but their lyrics just don't back it up.
Mm-hmm.
But the name of the band is called 21 Pilots.
I've heard of them.
I thought that's a really cool name. And they came up with a name while studying the screenplay All My Sons, written by Arthur Miller.
Hmm.
And the play is about a man who, trying to take care of the good of the business and family and being charitable in his community, and he decided that he would send out bogus or, you know, not very good quality airplane parts just to be able to keep everything going.
Right.
And he found out during the course of World War II that he killed 21 of our pilots in this.
Wow.
And so he was faced with the moral dilemma of, was he really a good man or was he just a sellout?
That's a good comparison.
I think that's exactly the problem the Bushes have. They may have done some very good, and same thing with John McCain, really. That you're dealing with, you know, what was really good and what was really evil. And the answer is, I say, the 21 pilots are more important than whether or not he can make a statement in his community.
Right.
There are only two real religions on this planet if you're a Christian. There's Cain and Abel. One of them was out to try and impress everybody and was willing to kill his brother to grandstand how nice a guy he was,
right,
versus a very honest, hardworking, understanding there's good and there's evil, and just said, look, God, I'm going to give you the best I got.
I love it. And Irish, thank you so much. We appreciate you, sir. Thank you very much.
You are welcome.
Call back anytime. Folks, Irish is right. So is Paul the Gladiator and Brett. And I've always said there's two George H.W. Bushes. So the World War II vet and the New World Order guy. He wanted the end of you. He's in the elite. He's not one of us. So I bid you good night, and God bless you all. Keep your eyes open, America, and always know the Von Wienhunt Show is here for you each week.
Von Wehunt will cut through the political correctness and speak bluntly about the social, political, and economic demise taking place in America and around the world. Von Wehunt is a nationalist who, without shame, puts America first. Von Wehunt, the Barbarian.
Thursdays at 9 p.m.
Interest rates are still low. Refinance today and pay off credit card debt, car and home improvement loans, or even cash out. Credit scores down to 500 accepted with no lender fees. Call Mark Field, Arizona Mortgage Loan Originator of the Year at 602. 602-